that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
Thank you so much for doing so, listening to the Race Report. Hope you will do so each and every week. We're here every week for you, wrapping up the NASCAR week that was. You can, of course, also check us out at racereportradio.com. Well,
what is left to say?
There are no words left. There's no words left.
He's just had an unbelievable season. I think it's even surprising him. 8 victories now. Certainly has the crosshair squarely on the modern era record of 13 wins in a season. Jeff Gordon and Richard Petty share that. Gordon did it back 10 years
right
ago, back in 1998. And still five races to win, or 6 to break it. And we have 14 races left in the season. So, and no reason to think he wouldn't take a good shot at that. Well, let's go ahead and take a look and see where your favorite driver finished in the Centurion Boats at the Glen.
The aforementioned Kyle Busch finishes first yet again this season. Second was Tony Stewart. Third, Marcus Ambrose. What a great run by that team.
He talks funny.
And we have room to talk. Juan Montoya was fourth. Martin Truex Jr. fifth. Sixth was Kevin Harvick. Seventh, Jimmy Johnson. Eighth, Denny Hamlin. Ninth, Carl Edwards. Tenth, Kurt Busch.
A.J. Allmendinger had a good run, finishing 11th. 12th to Matt Kenseth. 13th, Ron Fellows. Casey Kane, 14th. 15th, Elliott Sadler. Jamie McMurray, 16th. 17th, Jeff Burton. 18th, Brian Vickers. 19th, Casey Mears. Patrick Carpentier, 20th.
21st, Greg Biffle. 22nd, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Boy, what a bad pit move
that
was.
Nice call there, Tony Jr.
Clint Bowyer, 23rd. Boris Said, 24th. Michael McDowell, 25th. 26th, Ryan Newman. 27th, Robbie Gordon. 28th, Paul Menard. 29th, Jeff Gordon. 30th, David Reagan.
Who did we pick to win?
Jeff Gordon.
Thank you very much. Yeah. 31st, Reed Sorensen. 32nd, Sam Hornish Jr. David Rudiman, 33rd. 34th, Scott Riggs. 35th, Eric Almirola. Travis Quaffel, 36th. 37th, P.J. Jones. Road course ringer. 38th, Joe Nemechek. 39th, Michael Waltrip. David Gilliland, 40th. 41st, Dave Blaney. 42nd, Bobby Labonte. And 43rd, Max Pappas. And, of course, all the guys there at the bottom were caught up in that wreck with 8 laps to go, that 10-car accident that was ugly. Oh. And I want to talk about that later in the show, Sam, and why they need to get rid of those tire barriers so close to the racing surface. Those have to go, because I think that caused more trouble than anything with that wreck on Sunday. Well, I see. I mean, Kyle Busch, I was kind of tiring early on in the race broadcast on ESPN. He's undefeated on road courses this year. He's unbeaten on road. Well, he'd raced 2. You know, he raced the Busch race in Mexico City, and he won the first race at Infineon Raceway. But, man, he was impressive again. I mean, just like the whooping he put on him at Infineon, this kid did it again to him Sunday. I mean, pit strategy, whatever, nothing seems to work. It just falls his way. And the fact that they're – I mean, we always say every year – whoever pulls ahead, last year was Jeff Gordon with the incredible run of top 10 finishes, and he just seemed to avoid every problem, ran well everywhere, and stayed out of trouble, and that's what Kyle Busch is doing. The thing is, and you and I have both talked about this on and off the air, the one thing is you look down the road, these last few races before the chase, and then, of course, the final 10-race chase, the only thing that's going to hurt Kyle Busch is the fact that he still seems to be prone to those 39th place days, and that's what could kill you in the chase. But, I mean, as far as performance, I don't know that we've seen anybody – we haven't seen anybody dominate like this since Jeff Gordon in 98. And this may be even – it's harder – you forget a little bit, I think, how dominant Gordon was back in 98. But he had 26 top fives back in 98, and that was in a 34-race schedule. He won 13 races, had 26 top fives. So to say, Kyle, you know, nobody's ever done this before, that's not true. Gordon was this dominant, if not more so back then. I think what made it seem – maybe not as impressive as Kyle Busch this year, as he had Mark Martin pretty much all season long nipping at his heels, having an unbelievable season too. But I mean, Kyle Busch just seems to be on another level. I mean, maybe only Carl Edwards and at times Jimmy Johnson seem to be even on the same planet as this kid.
Kyle Busch, and I was reading this last night, and this just totally stunned me because I didn't realize this. All 8 of his wins this season are career first wins at those tracks.
Wow. Now that is impressive when you look at it. I didn't realize that either.
He had not had a top 10 at any of the tracks he's won on this season. That, to me, I sat there and I had to ponder that for a minute because that's pretty stunning.
Yeah.
To say he's picked up 8 wins where he's never won before. Of course, he only had 4 career wins before this season.
Right. And yeah, he hasn't been, that's the thing. He hasn't been around long.
But he has doubled the amount of, I mean, he's, I can't say enough, but to say these wins have come on a track where he had not seen much success is just proof to me that maybe I've underestimated the actual talent this kid has. And my dislike for him is not his talent. I don't deny his talent. My dislike has been his attitude.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because he's only 23 years old and he's got a lot to learn. But my, oh my, this kid can drive a race car. And he's not only won incredibly, he's won in different he's run on different tracks.
I think
he's won in
several different. I think 16 wins, if I remember right. I heard him. I didn't go look. I haven't counted it myself, but I think they said during the broadcast at one point, with total up Sprint Cup nationwide and Craftsman Truck Series this year, I think he has 16 victories.
16 wins. And the way he's won, I mean, he's come from behind. He's dominated. He's won last second wins. He's won on all different kinds of tracks. This kid is unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. It's their year. There's no doubt about that. You know, Jimmy Johnson, I think, is coming on. I still think, I'm not going to back off saying that I think they're definitely going to be a force in the chase. I think you're going to have to reckon with the 48 team. Carl Edwards has been strong. There is nobody else, though. Those three guys. Last year it was Gordon and Johnson. This year it's three. It's Kyle Busch kind of on his own level, and then just below him, Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson.
And then
people
are going backwards from there.
Everybody after that could maybe win or finish 40th. I mean, I don't see anybody else mounting any kind of a charge. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been consistent this year, but they've really fallen off. I mean, their performance has really dropped off we mentioned last week, Jr. doesn't have a top five since his last win at Michigan. And that was, seven weeks ago now.
Yeah.
That was the last top five. Jeff Gordon looked like he was coming on, and then they were completely out to lunch last Sunday, clueless. Never a factor. It did happen back in 2002. I remember because I worked that race for MRN, and Gordon they were lost and whenever in the race. But, I mean, it is so rare to see Jeff Gordon struggle at Watkins Glen, and I mean they never were a factor. I mean they started up front because it was based on points. He probably would have qualified well, you have to think that, but as soon as they threw that green flag, he might as well throw a parachute
going backwards
out. Yeah.
And you look down through the top 12 there, what you said is absolutely correct. There's nobody that in as I see this is going to mount a charge in the chase to the or in the whatever this period of time we're in is called. I can't remember.
race to the chase,
that's it. There's not anybody coming on to challenge that except for the two you mentioned, and I don't see anybody challenging those three in the chase to the Cup.
No,
it's
a three horse race. I just don't see anybody else with any kind of consistency to put up a fight in the chase. Like I say, it's Kyle Busch's to lose because he's going to have a decent advantage, a sizable advantage when he starts the chase. Although even if you're talking 70, 80 points, that can go away like that in one race, and that's what Kyle Busch has been prone to, that, you know, that really bad day that you just can't get away with in the chase. He has one of those. Johnson and Edwards are going to be right there. So it's going to be interesting. Stick around. Talk about it a lot more when we come back on the Race Report.